different science now. Computer hackers are using their tech skills to cook up something new, food. A branch of haute cuisine called molecular gastronomy features dishes baked with lasers or served up in laboratory test tubes. This cuisine is moving from a few cutting-edge restaurants to the dinner tables of many tech enthusiasts. Our regular tech contributor, Shani Jardin, sampled the fare at a food hacker feast in Silicon Valley, and she's got this report.
28-year-old Mark Powell was once voted top computer hacker by San Francisco's Bay Guardian newspaper. These days, he spends more time tinkering with the code inside food. He uses the principles of organic chemistry to design futuristic recipes.
What's going on here, Mark? What are you doing?
We're loading up all of the supplies for, it's basically a food hacking salon, a Dorkbot.
Dorkbot is a monthly gathering for tech enthusiasts, usually on topics like software or robots. But tonight, Mark will be introducing the geek gourmet of molecular gastronomy.
We're going to try and make some liquid nitrogen frozen pumpkin seed pie horchata ice cream.
The idea is to create dishes based on the molecular compatibilities of foods. For instance, you might not think that the flavors of unripe mango and pine belong together. Turns out, they share a molecular structure, so they might be tasty, or so the theory goes. Molecular gastronomists combine white chocolate and oysters for the same reason. It all began with professional chefs at high-end restaurants like El Bulli in Spain and the Fat Duck in London. But now, more technologists like Mark are not only making this food themselves, other geeks are eating it.
Are you ready for liquid nitrogen-cooled food, steak-flavored cellophane, and bacon and egg ice cream?
At Dorkbot, the small room is packed with over 100 hungry nerds. Sometimes molecular gastronomy is about matching weird ingredients. Sometimes it's about high-tech preparation.
There we go.
Mark and his assistants take the stage. Using liquid nitrogen and canisters of laughing gas, they pump frozen air into a greenish, milky concoction of pureed pumpkin seeds. Instantly, it freezes into foamy, bite-sized candy clouds. They look like swirls of meringue.
This is it, right? Rickard, you want to put this in your mouth?
Yeah, all right.
Just put the whole thing on.
Holy crap!
Machines are a big part of molecular gastronomy. Restaurants in Chicago, Madrid, and London routinely use steam baths, centrifuges, and microscopes. Mark Powell is proud of his 200-mile-an-hour warp-speed blender and an industrial vacuum sealer. Tonight, the hacker chef and his assistants pass around paper plates with the frozen pumpkin foam clouds and brittle, see-through, glassy shards of smoked paprika agave caramel. The food may be complicated, but the reaction is simple.
What does it taste like?
A little sweet.
All right, we're good.
Most of tonight's attendees don't consider themselves foodies, but at least one was. Max LaRivière-Hedrick, food editor for Chow magazine, acknowledges that molecular gastronomy is an acquired taste.
This is sort of like a high-end fashion, where it isn't really for everybody, but it brings us to the edge of where food could go. You know, it's pretty exciting.
Exciting it may be, but whether it catches on in more American kitchens will end up being a matter of taste. After all, the proof isn't in the chemistry equation. It's in the liquid nitrogen-cooled pudding. For NPR News, I'm Shani Jardin.
Shani Jardin is an editor at BoingBoing.net, and you can see her pictures of food hackers at work and get a recipe that requires liquid nitrogen. Yummy! Go to our website, npr.org. And NPR's Day-to-Day continues.